All right, it's been a while. Season 2 of Weekly Unlimited is coming, for those asking. I know, I feel like it's taking too long too, but it has to be right. There have been some offers on the table that would take what we're doing to the next level, but I have to take the time to make sure those things work, where me and the team have a vision, you know. Today though, I'm going to tell you about the day Biggie died, from my perspective, and then I'm out. There may be more stories like these leading up to Season 2, so stay on the lookout for those. Let's begin. So, I grew up in Bed-Stuy. Gates Ave was the block, and I lived there from, say, roughly 82 to about 1995. This is prime crack era. This is seeing Junior Mafia on the way to the Kingdom Hall, going to school with Little Kim, ODB visiting his baby moms on the block, Hov talking shit about us, you know, the same dudes from Tonkins who were foul just like them. Brooklyn was its own planet. You know, there were no Starbucks and Shih Tzus being walked by Karens. It truly was a place that was extremely violent, devastated by the crack era, but also home. Family-oriented and reeking a culture by the ton. Back then, Big was like a reoccurring ghost to me. I'll see him on the way to the Kingdom Hall, hear about a freestyle here and there. Saw everybody go crazy to party and bullshit when that came out, all the way up to him taking over the world. Brooklyn was proud, especially the stop. So, enough of the nostalgia. Into March 8th, 1997. I wasn't living in the Stuy anymore, but I had to visit my sister on the following day, which was the 9th. There was no IG. There was no Twitter. If you found out something, there was only four ways you found out. TV, radio, newspaper, or a phone call. There was this girl from Mount Vernon. She liked me a lot. She wanted to see me, but she insisted that I go out to Mount V, which was cool because I was staying with a friend in the North Bronx, and I literally only had like a 5-minute walk into Westchester County. So long story short, me and the girl linked up, spent some time together, and chilled until the wee hours of the morning. At this very time, Big was riding in a Suburban down Wilshire and was about to lose his life. The same guy who used to laugh at my high waters when I walked to the congregation every Tuesday night. The same guy who yelled out, "Brooklyn, we did it," at the Source Awards. Our hero. When I woke up the next morning, the girl I visited was still asleep. I wanted to turn on her radio so bad, but I said, "This isn't my crib, so let me chill. I'm a music head who needs to hear music just to function right. And I ain't bring my Discman, which is a portable CD player, in case you don't know. But I didn't bring it because it was too big to fit in my pocket, and I didn't want to look like an idiot when I saw her. So you kids today appreciate that you can listen to your music without looking like you got half a key in your pocket." So anyway, I wake up so she could lock her door, and I start walking outside to the last stop on the 2 train on 241st. Halfway to the train, these two dudes in the Honda, they pull up to me. They just start staring, like heads nodding, but looking in my face like they wanted all of the smoke. You know, the whole dispensary of smoke. I knew that type of look, but I didn't understand it because I ain't know them. So now I'm watching them to make sure they ain't doing anything funny, but they're looking like they just wish I said something. But I couldn't help but notice that the whole time, Big's Unbelievable was playing, like in the background. Part of me was about to spit the verse to these niggas, like, "What's good?" But I had no burner on me. I was straight naked, and I had to be smart. Then just like that, the light turns green, they peel off, and I could hear Angie Martinez's voice as the car drives away. Angie was the DJ for High 97. That was the NYC hip-hop and R&B radio station at that time. So as I'm walking, I guess subconsciously, I'm noticing that every store, every shop, damn near every vehicle was playing Big, Hypnotize, all of that shit. Now, around this time, there was a buzz around his new album, so I wasn't sure if it was because of that, but I shrugged it off, kept walking. The whole train ride to Brooklyn was weird. It felt like everyone was in on the inside joke except for me. Like, strangers were talking to each other. That shit ain't New York. I got off on Ocean Ave so I could pick up some Jamaican food for me and my sister. And everybody looked dead or out of it. And I'm like, this shit is weird, you know? Like, the boys weren't harassing nobody. Streets were damn near empty. I still pay no mind to it. I get home. My sister answered the door. She was on the phone talking to a friend. I'm pulling out, like, oxtail super Ivy so she can know, like, I came bearing gifts and shit. Certain things she was telling her friend made my ears perk up, but I didn't connect anything. My sister hangs up the phone. She looks at me like she's gonna cry. And I'm like, you know, what's good? She's like, you know, shit is fucked up, right? And I'm like, what is? And she's like, Biggie. You know, I'm like, what you mean, Biggie? And then that's when I start to hear what, like, Angie is saying on the radio, noticing the big instrumentals playing in the background. My sister goes, you know, they shot him. Like, Biggie's dead. I'm like, what? You know, she's like, yeah, out in L.A. You know, I just pause. You know, see, this isn't like today. Today you can hear of a celeb dying, and if you aren't in that celeb 6 degrees of separation, it's like R.I.P. post, and you know, and on to the next. This was 9/7, so even people who weren't like me and my sister, who knew Big in passing and was from the town, felt his death. You know, this was all of the East Coast, West Coast hype ending in a double tragedy or a triple tragedy if you count hip hop. I looked out the window and I just looked at everyone outside. It was clear to see that we lost a legend, you know, but we lost more than that. There's more to the story, but you know the rest. Everyone has a story about that day if you were around. With that said, we'll always love Big Papa. P-O-P-P-A, no info, thunder, yo, 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 P-I-G, P-O-P-P-A.